After Yosef reunites with his brothers, he immediately moves to step two, which is planning their move to the land of Mitzrayim. And in Perek Memvav, Pasuk Lamed Beis, the Torah tells us that Yosef says, "Va'anashim roei tzon ki anshei mikne hayu." I will tell the Egyptians, I will tell Paro that my family is here, that they are joining me, and that they are shepherds, they are men of cattle, of flock, v'tzonam u'b'karam v'chol asher lehem heviu, and that they are going to bring all their cattle, all their livestock down to Egypt. Then Yosef continues to coach the brothers, and he says, when Paro will ask you, what do you do for a living? Pasuk Lamed Dalet, you should tell them, v'amartem anshei mikne hayu. We are people who work in cattle. We have been cattlemen from our whole lives. Min ureinu v'arata gam anachnu gam avosenu. It's in the family, it's in the Mesorah, this is our tradition. And why should you do this? The pasuk concludes, b'avor teshu be'eretz Goshen, so that you should be able to settle in the land of Goshen. Ki tovas Mitzrayim koroitzon. Because every shepherd is an abomination to Egypt. The question which numerous mafarshim deal with is really either one or two parts of a question, which is to say, why is it so important for Yosef to make sure that Paro knows that his brothers are shepherds? Why is it so important that they be allowed to live in Goshen? That seems to be clearly a goal. And as an attendant question, what exactly does it mean and how does it play a role when Yosef predicts that a relevant factor will be that shepherds are a toiva, an abomination in Egypt? So Rashi, in his comments here on the Pasuk, seems to imply that the focus on the fact that they are men of cattle and that they can hopefully live in the land of Goshen, v'hi tzrichim lechem, you need it. That's the land of all of the land in Egypt. That's the best for you. In other words, Rashi seems to be saying it's simply a fact that this will be better for you. This is what you do for a living, and therefore this land will simply be better. You know, certain professions, if they were computer programmers, it might not matter where they lived. But given their profession, and given the topography and, other factors in Egypt, so this was simply the best place, the good place for grazing. Moreover, emphasizes that this is your skill, so that Paro will not be tempted to kind of keep you around. On the comment that the Torah makes that shepherds were toiva, so Rashi doesn't elaborate too much, but he does add something which all the other Mefarshim, most of the Mefarshim, take their cue from Rashi, and he says that because the Egyptians, as Chazal seemed to tell us, were people who worshipped a cattle or worshipped the calf, and therefore it's the implication. Rashi does not say this explicitly, does not tease it out, but it sounds like they look down on shepherds because those are the type of people who didn't show proper respect to their deity. The Abar Ben El and similarly Rabbeinu Bachaye take a second approach. And here the emphasis is that not just because it happens to be the honest truth, the mitziut, that the Jewish people's good profession, what they're good at, is shepherding. That's how they make a living. But more than that, there is a advantage and a goal that Yosef sees, which is more spiritual for the brothers if they can keep this profession and not be otherwise drafted into some other profession. And that is because shepherding is a simple and humble way to make a living. It's better for them. Moreover, as Rabbeinu Bachaye emphasizes, it has both physical and spiritual benefits. It produces meat, milk, and wool without that much effort. And at the same time, it also allows for isolation. You can be away from bad influences. You have time to contemplate, to spiritually develop. And it's not a coincidence that some of our greatest leaders like Moshe, Shmuel, Shaul, and David spent some time in their career as shepherds. That is the second approach of the Abar Ben El and Rabbeinu Bachaye, that the real emphasis is not so much financial as much as it is that it's simply a better spiritual profession and location for them to live in. The two other approaches I'd like to share are both very, very fascinating, I think, and to me, somewhat original or mechudash. The third approach is the Ramban. The Ramban is sensitive to the fact that in Pasuk Lamed Dalet there seems to be a double lashon that we refer to the people that they're not only Anshei Mikneh, but they also have lots of cattle. Anshei mikneh hayu v'tzonam u'b'karam v'chol asher lehem heviu. Amarta manche mikne hayu avodecha minareinu kama vaseinu, etc., etc. Why the repetition of this idea? So the Ramban says that actually what Yosef was getting at was not that they were actually the shepherds, but rather, as we might say, they were in the cattle business. But they weren't actually shepherds. They had servants for that. According to Ramban, Yosef is emphasizing how wealthy the brothers are, that they are important, that they are impressive, that they are wealthy. And, you know, even nowadays, if you ask somebody what they did for a living, they say they're in cattle, you wouldn't assume that they themselves are working down on the cattle farm. You would assume, presumably, let's say if they were wearing a suit, you wouldn't assume that they were the actual shepherds or cattle ranchers, per se. So that's exactly what the Ramban says, that he was emphasizing not that they actually were shepherds, but that they have servants for that. But he only wanted to mention anything that would dafka bring them honor. And this was a way of showing how they were very wealthy. Of course, what's left totally unexamined, the Ramban does not comment, is on the comment about Tovas Mitzrayim. How would this help, and how does this bring the family honor if Mitzrayim looks down on people who are shepherds? So perhaps the answer is, I'm only speculating, but it's actually an interesting idea that you can find in the Zohar, among other places. They suggest that this is actually a euphemism, that Toavas Mitzrayim is a euphemism from the Torah's perspective of a pagan deity, but rather the Egyptians used to keep them far away from shepherds because they held them in very high esteem, because they were the attendants of their deity. They were like the priestly caste. It's a completely different idea than usual, and actually, I think, would fit very nicely with Ramban. Last but not least is the Chizkuni, who emphasizes they have lots of cattle, so they'll be very busy, they'll have no time to be ministers and otherwise work in the palace, and that Yosef wanted to keep them out of the palace because he was worried that if they were in the palace near him, they might bring him down, and the old jealousy that they had for him might resurface. Quite fascinating, and really goes to the drama of the brothers' relationship.